Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Joe?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi, Joe. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Oh, pretty good about so.
I'm doing pretty good. Happy Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Someone said in our morning meeting, Happy Friday Eve, and I thought, I like that even better. So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did
mm-hmm.
you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
No, I kind of want to see how much it's going to cost. I mean, you know.
Of course. That's the nice thing about this program is that it's so affordable because everything's set at just a flat rate month to month. So they're not going to ask you to sign an annual contract, nor are they going to charge you a higher rate based on the amount of jobs that you receive. Okay. So the main benefit is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, they're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of, you know, being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively. So let me just see here. 5 years with this company, so you'll still qualify for the new in business rate, 5 years and under, and that's a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398, and I understand that you currently don't have a website. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I think I'll be able to help you with that because we build Google-compliant websites here also. They charge an additional $400 to put them together. But one thing I might be able to do since we're filling the position today and you don't have a site is I could ask them if they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you, because I figure, you know, it is 2022 and you're probably going to need the site anyway. Okay.
Yeah,
absolutely. So what the program itself will include is your first page listing on Google and Bing, all of the popular directories in your area. So we're talking, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Super Pages, you name it, your business will be there. Then we'll also program you to the mobile platform, meaning you know how more and more people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So once we put you on the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So now, do you have a business Facebook page yet?
No, we were actually talking about doing one here soon.
Okay.
Really.
Well, we can take care of that for you and build one for you. Here's why I ask. Because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So it's pretty cool how it works is the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. And then if they see that they're searching for anything that's relevant to your services, next time they go on their Facebook, there will be an ad for Barber Plumbing Services front and center. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more clients coming from the Facebook platform. And this program also comes with a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see the new clients that you've received. You'll also see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. And then as you do the tracking, Joe, if you ever notice that, you know, certain keywords are starting to work better than others, then you'll even have the ability to switch those out through the account management team here.
Okay.
So, yeah, and, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure that if I can get the website included for free, it's something that you'd be more than willing to give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm so thrilled for you. You're going to absolutely love this. So let me send out the request and make sure that they'll approve that. And while I'm waiting on the response, I just want to verify your information. So if everything goes well, I'm going to send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
It's Joe Barber, B-A-R-B-E-R, .8028@yahoo.com.
Okay. So it's joebarber.8028@yahoo.com?
Yes, ma'am.
And your last name also is Barber, right?
Yes.
Okay, I figured. Now, is this the primary phone number you'd like displayed on Google?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or would everything go through the main number?
It'd go through the main number.
Okay, perfect. Now, for the listing, do you want the LLC on there? Barber Plumbing Services, LLC?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And is the 11852 Crockett Martin Road, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes, that's my business. It's my home and business address.
Okay. So what Google will do for a home-based business is they'll send a 5-digit PIN verification code to that address. It will be there within 5 to 10 days. And then once you get that and get it back to us and they publish the listing, they'll actually hide the address on there. Okay. So you'll show as Barber Plumbing in Conroe, Texas, but the actual street address will be blocked out.
Okay. And I also have a logo that I have for my business as my business card.
Okay. Excellent. So
the website or?
If you want that logo on your website and on your Facebook, we'll streamline it for you. I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. So you can send that logo over and they'll make sure that they incorporate it on everything for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's excellent. Did you make it yourself or did you hire someone to make it?
I had a friend of mine. He works at a print shop, and he's the one that designed it for me.
Wow, good for him. I admire creative people that can do logos because I feel like I'm the most uncreative person there is, so I love it when I see people that have a creative mind like that, you know? So let me just see because they're responding. I want to see if they're... Oh, good. He said go ahead and include the site. Get everything going for $398 out the door. He gives me a promo code so I can waive the charges. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. That was nice. So just give me a second here, Joe. I have to put in this promo code for you. And then I can secure the position using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
We could do a credit card.
Okay. And is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
It's mine. That's my name.
Okay. And then any middle name or initial, or is it just Joe Barber?
It's Joe D. Barber.
Joe D. Okay. Like David, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Crockett Martin is also the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address?
It's the same address.
Same. Okay. And then the card number?
4266 8415 8882 1155.
Okay. Expiration?
1027.
1027. And then the code on the back?
382.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then, like I said, I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow to go over your keywords and get me set up. Now, some of this, Joe, is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me. It says, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Sometimes people say, she just asked me that. But it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Barber Plumbing Services, LLC.
Excellent. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Joe Barber, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What is that?
All that means is if the technicians call out, that means that they need something from you. Like, for instance, they might call out and just see if you got that PIN code in the mail. Or if you're sending a logo and they don't get it, they might call you to remind you or something like that. So if you get a call from Local Splash, just make sure to respond to us in a timely manner, okay?
Yes, no problem.
Okay,
and,
perfect.
And the amount each month, what will it be? $290 something.
$299 flat, and then the initial payment is $398 because the setup fee of $99 goes on the first payment only, okay?
$300 a month, basically.
Correct, basically. Yeah, just a dollar less. And then the next part says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And that, of course, is to ensure that it doesn't conflict with anything we're doing for you, okay?
Okay.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, August 4th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. This will be a recurring payment, and when your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fourth day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue.
Well, I'll get an email confirmation on payments and all that stuff.
Yep, 100%. That's actually being generated as we speak. It's so funny because you're one step ahead of me. I love it. You're going to get an email probably within less than a minute. The system's generating it. And a text message with our customer support line. And the last part says that you may discontinue your agreement at any time, Joe, by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm looking at the calendar. The client interview will take approximately 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes max. I'm going to see here for tomorrow because they're double booked for the rest of the day. But tomorrow I have at 11 o'clock, a 12 noon, a 3 or a 4 p.m. What would work best?
Let's do 11.
11, okay. So what I'm doing right now, Joe, is I'm blocking out an hour window from 11 to 12 o'clock Central, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 11:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that. I'm sorry. I said 11, but 12:15, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 12:15. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait, you wanted 11, right? I'm sorry. I'm trying to calculate it because I'm doing West Coast to Central time. So you want 11 o'clock your time, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm to be pretty open. I mean, even if I'm busy, I'll just have to, I'll take care of it. It'll be taken care of tomorrow.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so funny because that initial client interview is what gets the whole ball rolling, so to speak. And sometimes people miss the appointment. It has to be rescheduled. And things like that naturally will hold up the process, you know. So I'm happy if, you know, you're busy, you'll still take the time to take the call. And then lastly, you should have gotten a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay. I want you to go in there and acknowledge the terms with your e-signature only because I got the website for free and I got you pricing that's not available to the general public. So once you do that, it will ensure that your pricing never goes up. Okay?
Okay.
So if you open up that text and click on the link.
Okay.
It'll take you to a page that says local / terms of experience.
Yeah.
And then scroll all the way to the bottom.
Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get to it, sorry.
No, that's okay. I know sometimes computers take time to load too, right?
This one says support and localsplash.com. Is that right?
Let's see here.
Support at localsplash.com.
That is the one that says welcome if you have any questions. There should have been one right before that that says, Joe, thank you for choosing Local Splash. So you should have gotten two texts. I want you to click on the link in the first one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash.
I only got the second one. I didn't get the first one.
Oh, you didn't get the first one. How weird. Okay, let me see if it says it was sent successfully. Can you get in your email? Because they sent it to you on an email, too, that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yeah, let me see it first.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, sometimes computers have a mind of their own, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I haven't got an email yet on that.
I'm going to verify your email. If not, you can check your filtered mail. We send from a very large Gmail server, so sometimes initially they go in the filtered mail. It what?
Could it be in a junk?
It might be initially. Once you open one, they'll start going to the inbox. But it's joebarber.8028@yahoo.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the email I have is correct. And then I'm going to actually just send it to you from my personal company email rather than through the system just to make sure that you get it. So. Bear with me here. Are you a Cowboys or a Texans fan? Or neither? You don't? Oh, my gosh. I always thought Texas was such a huge football state. I think you're the first one I've talked to that says they don't watch it. How come you don't watch sports? Is it just because you're more of a nature person?
No, they're more, they're overpaid crybabies is what they are.
That's true.
They started kneeling and all that. I'm like, you should be proud that you're making millions of dollars doing what you love instead of acting like a bunch of jackasses. Excuse my language.
Yeah, I'm on the same page with you there. I feel like that's so disrespectful to do that. That was, yeah. And now, he's trying to get back into the NFL and nobody will take him because they know about his attitude, So.
They love the tech. They love football, but when they started doing all that, I'm like, you know what? I don't have to be that, but I don't have to be a fan.
Right.
If I happen to hear it on the radio, fine. No big deal. It's not like I'm going to go out of my way to watch them.
Yeah, that's a good perspective to have. I think that's really good. I like that. So, I mean, I hope that there's some good players in the league, too, and that it's not just one bad apple, ruining it, but it does put a bad taste in our mouths, right?
The domino effect, it just wasn't just one team. It was all of them. That were doing it, so.
That's true, because then all of a sudden the other team started,
That's baseball, just, too. Baseball, and I heard several other ones, but like I said, I haven't gotten an email yet. I don't know what's going on here.
I sent it to you again. I wonder, do you have an alternate email? Maybe for some reason the Yahoo isn't cooperating.
Yeah, let me see. Let's try my
list. I sent it to you from the system, and I sent it to you from my personal, and it says...
It's trying to load. My, there it is. Tina?
Oh, that's me. Okay, good. Okay, perfect. If you click on the little link that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
Hold on one second.
I know we have to be patient.
The invitation one?
It's a blue link. It says, Dear Joe Barber, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And if you keep reading, it says, yeah, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And once you click that, you're going to come to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Clicked the wrong one. Okay,
you did?
Yes, it says yes. It says it's check marks, whatever. It's on a Google Calendar, is what it says. Google Calendar.
Oh, that was the one. I sent you a reminder for the appointment tomorrow at 11. So that's good. If you hit that check mark, that means you accepted the appointment. So you'll get a little email like an hour ahead of time saying, hey, Joe, Local Splash will call you at 11. So that's good. Right. But if you go back to your inbox, you should see one that says, or you could go back to the top and hit the little circle with the arrow on it all the way up by your web browser.
Let's see. I have one that says, I just said Local Splash Invoice. Is that the one?
Yep, that's the one. You found it. Good for you.
All right, so I'm on that. So what I did,
click on the little blue link that says click here to accept your subscription terms. I think it's in the last paragraph.
Yeah.
And then that takes you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Okay, I see it.
Got it. Okay. Scroll all the way to the bottom, Joe. There's a little box that you have to click that says, I certify that I'm authorized on the account. So you click the box. And then down by the orange arrow, type your name in exactly the way I have it, which is Joe D. Barber. And then once you hit confirm signature, you're going to come to a page that asks you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you tomorrow at the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay.
Okay?
It's just trying to load up my internet out here. It's kind of spotty. All right, so I did all that, so don't worry about the login, you said.
Okay, yes. Yeah, don't worry about the login. That you'll get that tomorrow. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in. So other than that, you're all good to go. On the text message, our customer support number is there. We're available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time. If you ever had an update or a billing question or anything like that, you can just hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And then if you want to talk to me directly, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So once you plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're all good to go. So welcome aboard. Like I said before, I'm thrilled for you. I know that you'll love this. So get that logo ready for tomorrow. And if you have anything else that you want to put up on the site, like a before and after photo or pictures or examples of your services, by all means, send that to them tomorrow also. If not, that's okay too. We can use stock photos that have worked very successfully in your industry, because our objective is to get you up and running quickly, okay?
Yeah, I have tons of plumbing pictures, so that's not a problem.
Yeah. You know, I posted a review for a plumber that came and helped me with a leak underground under a slab in my backyard. It was a huge insurance claim. But I took pictures of that nasty broken pipe when they finally got it out of the ground. And then I took pictures of the after where the pipe was fixed and the concrete was all repaired and it looked like a brand new patio, you know? So anything, you know, you can start thinking about that. Or if you ever have like a new construction where you put in brand new plumbing or anything like that, if you feel like you want to, yeah, you can send it over and we'll definitely promote it for you. Okay.
I got tons of pictures. So.
Good. Okay, good. You're smart. You're very smart to take pictures of that because that will add to your credibility. You know, I'm very big on, of course, the exposure to get you the business in the first place. But secondly, I want to make sure that when a potential client sees you, they have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, prior to picking up the phone and calling you. So we're going to help you with that too.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. So yeah, if you need anything else down the road, shout out to me. And if not, the technician will be calling you tomorrow around 11. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Have a good evening, Joe. Bye-bye.